Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, tonight is going to be a special Mother's Day message tonight. A Mother's Day special. Well, I'm going to start off by reading a short story about a young lady. A young lady entered the church and found a seat near the back. Her heart was heavy and burdened by the consequences of her wrong choices and by circumstances beyond her control. She needed God to do something in her life, but she wasn't at all sure what that something might have been. As the choir began to sing praises to God, the congregation joined in, and the young woman noticed that someone appeared joyous, while others seemed reflective and even a few softly crying. As the pastor read, But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. That's coming from Psalms 71:14. The young woman began to feel a stirring in her heart. God was answering her cry for help. To praise God is to please God. God pleases, and God pleases to heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. That's coming from Psalms 147:3. As a mother, you will face difficulties when you are desperately needed, need God's healing touch. The Bible instructs and experiences teaches that praising God results in our burdens being lifted and our joy being multiplied. I'm going to read some verses about praising God before we talk about praising mothers. You got to praise God first. Always when you're in prayer, praise God first. And this is like this young lady in this story I just read. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He's my God, and I will praise him. That's coming from Exodus 15:2. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. That's coming from Psalms 47:6 through 7. Through him, then, let us continuously offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. That's Hebrews 13:15. There is some more praise verses. This is my favorite, the 100 Psalms. The 100 Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord is God is he. He has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. This is another one, it was a short one. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That's Psalms 118:24. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. His greatness is beyond discovery. Yes, it's important that when we praise God first. Give him that attention and love that he deserves as well. Here's another reading that I like to read. Thanking God. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God, for everything. The big things and the small. For every good gift comes from God, the giver of them all. And all too often we accept without any thanks or praise. The gift of God sends as blessing each day in many ways. And so at this time, we offer up a prayer to thank you, God, for giving us a lot more than our share. First, thank you for the little things that often comes our way. The thing that we take for granted but don't mention when we pray. The unexpected courtesy, the thoughtful, kindly deed, a hand reached out to help you in a time of sudden need. Oh, make us more aware, dear God, of little daily grace that comes to us with sweet surprise from never dreamed of places. Then thank you for the miracles we are much too blind to see, and give us new awareness of many gifts from thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, we praise God. You've shown him how much we love him by praising his holy name. Now, I am going to read some prayer. Just one second. My computer just did something here. Just one second, excuse me. Okay, you're back. Excuse me for that. Well, here a prayer for loving mother. I'd like to read some. Lord, I have so many things I wish would happen for me and for my family. Give me patience and let me acknowledge that you know what is best and you know when it is best. Let me be patient, Lord, as I wait until your direction and your answer to my prayers. That sounds very similar, I'm sure, to all of us. Those prayers that we have sent out on many occasions, asking God for patience and direction. Here's another one. Just one second here. Lord, thank you for the fear of my life. When I bring these fears to you, you are always faithful and you give me strength. And when I'm courageous, may all the honor and glory to you, my Lord, my Savior. These are some prayers that from time to time we all pray to our Lord about different things. Lord, I am not looking for problems, but when things happen, I am faced with adversity. Thank you for being there. You are my strength. I want to show the world that a great God I serve during the difficult times as well as the good. I'm sure that many mothers have prayed those prayers also. And here's another mother's prayer. Loving mother's prayer. Lord, you have given us victory in Jesus. I pray my life will reflect the good and the joy of Christ's victory over death and evil. When people look at me, Lord, may they see someone who knows that the battle has been won and that the Lord and Jesus is Lord. Now, you know that we have had many battles. When you have children, you have many battles continuously, all the time. But we have to have faith and believing that God is able, and when we pray, that he does answer prayer. And we just have to thank him for his goodness and his mercy. I'm having a little bit of technical problem tonight. Be patient when I pause. It's because my computer's acting a little strange tonight, because I'm trying to just one second here. Okay. Sorry about that tonight. But these are some prayers that mothers pray all the time for her family, always asking for protection for their family, for her family and her patient and all of the things that she goes through. Here's one more. Lord, the world can be a frightening place, and I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, this world is so frightening. When I pray, I said, no weapon that is formed against me and my children, our cars, our home, or anything you made possible for us to have, because there's so many things that are going on. So this prayer is a good one. A world can be a frightening place. Like any caring mother, I want security and assurance for the protection of my family. Remind me, Lord, that the only security in the world is you. You are my protection. May I rest in the peace that only you can provide. Yes, Lord, we need you to protect us through all of this thing that's going on in our life, in this world today. Let your will be done. I'm going to read one more, and then I'm going to read some poems to bless mothers. Lord, guide my speech and give me the words I need to raise my children according to your commandments. And may the truth that I share with my children be the same truth that I live before them. Help me, Lord, to live so that my example is a reinforcement of the lesson that I teach my children today and every day. That is a prayer that so many of us have prayed. We want to be a good example for our children, because there's nothing out there for them to follow. So you want them to have a good example so they can follow you and be influenced by the things that you have done. I must say, my mother was very strong-willed. And let me tell you, I don't want to follow nobody, but I want to be an example. I hope I've been an example for my children. My mother was a rock. She got through so many things in her life, and she showed us to continue to persevere and be strong. And also, she loved helping others, always providing for the elder fresh vegetable that she grows and fish that when she catches fish, she cleans them and get them ready. Take them to our senior citizen. So I was blessed with a beautiful mother. I mean, she didn't know how to read and write, but she was there for me. She encouraged me by her presence and staying up with me at night and just letting me know that she's there for me, even though she could not help me with my homework or anything. But she was truly a beautiful and wonderful mother. I miss her so much. I used to go when I was single, go on weekends, and she would have gone fishing and during the week, and she would fix some. I'm still having a little bit of little difficulty here, so give me a second here. I don't know what's happening with this computer tonight, but I'm gonna hopefully that we can get through it through the rest of the talk show. But I used to drive all the way from Atlanta to South Carolina just to sit and have fish with her on Saturday morning. So it was wonderful. And she would be, when I get there, driving up in the yard, she would have the last fresh batch of fish, taking it out of the pan, and we would sit there and eat and just reminisce and talk up and eat some good old nice fried brim. I used to love the sweet brim and grits and eggs. Oh, it was wonderful. I wish I could have some of that right now. But anyway, that's what are some of the things that I wanted to talk about as far as different prayers that many of us mothers pray for our family, asking for protection, asking for guidance for them, and just like in this last one, that following the commandment and have a good example for them so they can go living in this crazy world, you know, have some sort of guidance and hope that things can be okay regardless of the situation. Now, I want to read some poems dedicating this to mothers. First, some of you came on late. I read a story about a young lady and what she believed in and praising God, always praising God first. I read some verses of Psalms. I read some verses of praises out of Psalms, the book of Psalms. I read some a poem about thanking God. But now I want to read some poems for a Mother's Day special. So blessed by you, Mom, a mother who always cares, a mother who always there, a mother who always prays, a mother who always stays. When things get rough, when life gets tough, when all is just too much to bear, God's words she cares, she shares. God's light she shines. So blessed God made this mother mine. Oh, yes, I am so happy that he made Inez Magwood my mother. So I mean, being blessed by her. How strong she was, and I miss her so much, but I know that we can't focus on the past, but we can always remember the good memories. The next one, for new mothers, first Mother Days, first Mother Day, a new mom, a new fun, so blessed, this one, long nights, short day, go back, no way. Now, you know that Mother's Day, and most of the time, those nights are long because they won't go to sleep, and days are short. So let me read that again. New mom, new fun, no bless, this one. Long night, short day, go back, no way. Okay, let me read another one. The better prize. I see you're tired. This is something that this is for moms that is, 'cause they have, I'll say we have, because I am a mother too. We've had where we are tired, we have had to cook dinner, get the kids together, get their homework done, and get them ready for bed, and they're very tired, and then this poem is all about that. The better prize. I'll see you tired when I get home. You feel some days when you are all alone. But when you are doing is priceless, is priceless, dear, and one day you'll be back 1 year. Far from now, when these kids are grown, you'll remember the day you spent at home, wiping nose, washing dishes, having tea parties, getting kisses, playing ball and tying shoes, dressing dolls and kissing boo-boos. When you look at me with tearful eyes, I know you got the better prize. Let me get the next one. This one, second here. That's my computer's acting a little crazy tonight. I have a few more poems if I can get to it. I'm going to see if I can get one more. Well, I can't seem to get it going. So I won't be able to read the last one. Let me see if I can get back. It's a little bit slow tonight because I was trying to do something, having two. Just one second. We haven't had this problem in a long time on this computer, but, you know, you never know. Never know what's going to happen. But anyway, I wish all mothers that they will have a wonderful day this weekend, a good day this weekend. Mothers, sorry. Oh, this thing won't. I apologize for this. This is very unusual. But anyway, we have four more minutes. I can't see what's going on because of one. But anyway, I think we're still on the air as far as me talking to you. I hope that your children, your friends, and whoever will shower you with lots of love on Mother's Day. I'm not going to say don't cook because their mothers are still cooking on Mother's Day. I'm going to do the dessert. They don't know how to do desserts well, so I'm going to let the boys cook for us, Alan and Johnny, and then I will make two different desserts for them. And I don't know what Lexi's going to do, but she's going to be doing something. That's one thing that you can help them out for dinner this weekend. Don't want to go out there because too many people are going to be at the restaurants. But I had a wonderful birthday. My birthday was yesterday, and I had a wonderful birthday. I ate too much. They took me out on Sunday. We went to one of my favorite restaurants, P.F. Chang's. It's an upscale Chinese restaurant, and we sat and we ate. We had such a good time together. And my girlfriend Pat joined us, and then on Monday, my birthday, I had to go get my tag and get all some other things that I had to do when you turn another number. After that, I had a free breakfast, and then I had someone to take me out to dinner. Had barbecue. It was wonderful. The barbecue was the best. And they came out and brought out a banana. All the food that I ate did not need to have a banana split. But it was good. I had to eat some of it. They took the time to bring it to the table and wish me happy birthday. So it was all good. I had a wonderful time. So it was a two wonderful day back to back. And I'm still going to celebrate my birthday throughout the week. So anybody who wants to send wishes and cards or money or take me out to eat again, just know I am available. I have fun the whole week. So don't stop. If you didn't get to me in time for my birthday, I'm still celebrating. So just know that you still can send those well wishes. And I had so many Facebook messages. I had 57 people to acknowledge me, wish me happy birthday yesterday on Facebook. Oh, boy. I mean, I was just overwhelmed by lots of birthday wishes and comments and pictures and stuff. It was wonderful. It's nice to know that you're loved and appreciated by people. Well, this is the end of our show. So happy Mother's Day to you, and have a wonderful blessed shower you with lots of love. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m., and talk with you then. Have a happy Mother's Day. Be blessed. Good night.